We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and I'm excited to welcome my co-host, Pamela Loya. Pamela, how are you? Again, soul angel and author and writing coach. Yeah, I know you're excited about our guest today.
I am. Thanks for allowing me to co-host today. And today we have Brenda Lise Acosta with us. She is a holistic transformational coach who helps women discover the inner worth and their inner worth and embrace their inner entrepreneurship through mindset and behavior changes. Welcome to the show, Brenda Lise.
Thank you.
So let's talk about mindset, how important mindset is in everything that we do. Because if our energy is not there, it's just going to not work as an entrepreneur. It truly won't.
So for me, the biggest learning in my journey has been that if the way I think about myself is not in alignment with my higher purpose, then my actions are not going to be in alignment with my higher purpose. So if you're constantly thinking about the past, if you're constantly letting experiences from the past or maybe some beliefs you may have acquired over your lifetime, if you let that be guiding your actions every single day, then you're not going to get the results that you're looking for.
No, you definitely are not going to get the results you're looking for, and you're going to be a lot of disappointment. And so let's talk about the law of attraction versus mindset. This is a really good, because you can go two different angles. You can be straight mindset, okay? I'm going to have goals written down. I'm going to think positively. I'm going to say I'm going to have all this success. And yet certain things in your subconscious is not there, right? Versus the law of attraction. How would you define the differences? Because the law of attraction goes into so many laws, so many different things, not just The Secret. There's so much more to it. Let's kind of go to that kind of comparison.
So let me give you an example. Last year, when I lost my job, I had read all the books. I knew that I needed to maintain a high vibration in order for me to create the life I wanted. However, what was happening is my emotions were getting in the way. I was like, all the baggage I had acquired over time came back fierce with a vengeance. And none of that was allowing me to maintain the vibration I needed to be able to manifest, right? Until I was able to work on those emotions, until I was able to work on those beliefs I had acquired about myself, I could not change my life. So when we think about manifestation, I think the biggest thing that we need to think of is, I manifest what I'm in alignment with. And if I don't believe what I want is possible, it's not going to happen. So for example, if I'm saying I'm going to win the lottery tomorrow, or I'm going to go play the lottery, I'm going to win the lottery, but deep down inside, I say, that's BS. That's not going to happen. Because if you win the lottery, you're going to be miserable. Because if you win the lottery, you're not going to be able to, people are going to be using you, blah, blah, blah. You know what? I'll never win the lottery. It's not going to happen. So if I don't have the mindset, if I don't have the right beliefs, and if deep down inside unconsciously, I don't believe it's possible, it will not happen.
So I'm liking how you connect mindset with the law of attraction. Now, what about mindset people that don't connect the law of attraction? It's just all their mind they believe. They have that belief system, but yet they're not looking at vibrations. They're not looking at who they're surrounding themselves. They're not looking at all those things. They have to be in the line then, right? You could have really good mindset, yet have negative thoughts, negative, like different things, but you believe it, you know you can do it, be successful, but yet your whole rest of your life's chaos. So you know what I'm saying?
So you're doing good here, but here you're miserable, is what you're saying, right?
Right.
So the best way for me to describe this is attachment. So my husband is an amazing manifestator, and he never intends to manifest on purpose. He just said, I want this, or what if God or the universe sends me this, and all of a sudden, like something magical happens and it comes into our life. Why? Because he has zero attachment to it. Now, in other things that he really wants, that he has that deep, deep rooted belief or attachment to it, they don't happen as easy as these dumb manifestations that he has. So I'm going to give you an example. So he We were in our house in New Jersey. He wanted a strip of metal. He needed to fix an air duct. And he said, well, you know what? I'm not going to go buy it. I'm not going to pay for a big portion of a metal piece just for a strip. I know this will get to me. It will happen. He completely forgot. Disattached completely. He didn't care how it happened. He had no attachments to it.
Okay, so.
And then all of a sudden, fast forward, 3 weeks after, it was in our road. The piece of metal, exactly how he wanted, it was in front of our house.
Oh, my God. Okay, so define attachment. What is a negative attachment that causes us not to get what we want or desire?
It's when you try to, attachment is control. So it's trying to control the outcome. So if you want something and all of a sudden you find yourself saying, oh, but this is not going to happen, or I want it to happen this way. But in order for this to happen, it has to happen in a certain way. Now you're attached to how the outcome is going to
be. Oh, that's going to be hard as an entrepreneur. And I'm going to finish up this interview because it's a short one, but we definitely have to talk again about this. So like giving you the example, you put together and create this amazing team. And I'm creating a media giant, but I'm thinking about, is this going to work? How's this going to happen? And what are these things? No, I'm just doing it. And it happens. That's all. I come up with something, I plan and say, let's go for it. We'll figure out what happens in it. You don't have to overplan. You have to overthink and say, this is not going to work out. Or I'm a little concerned about this or that. That's how I've been changing things. Look, quantum
and trust leap. Your intuition.
The quantum leap is the big thing. You have to have a quantum leap for all these things together. It doesn't have to. So a lot of coaches teach you, like in business coaches, it's got to be this way or nothing. Sorry. Not how it works.
That's not how it works. And at the end of the day, always remember this. We always have the questions inside of us. We just need to listen. We forget
our intuition.
Listen.
Right, exactly. And when we just feel it, we feel it. And then whatever the outcome happens, oh well, I put it out there and it happened. But we don't ever say it's going to be a negative outcome, but we put it out there. If it happens, yes, I know it will. Now, if it didn't, there was another thing that was coming. That's mindset. So again, I love that definition. Best place people can find information on you. Great conversation we had. Where can people go to learn more about you?
In Instagram, I'm BU with Brenda Liz in Instagram, and also in LinkedIn. Like, I'm really active in LinkedIn lately. So just Brenda Liz Acosta in LinkedIn.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. Such a great conversation. Thanks for stopping by. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.